joining us. Congratulations on a weekend sweep, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
You talk about 120 minutes of great hockey being the goal. I think you came pretty darn close to that this weekend,
well,
didn't you?
Again, tonight I was really happy. I'm happier with our game tonight than the last night because I just thought we were better defensively tonight. We were better away from the puck. We did a lot of good things. And, again, they had a couple of good scoring chances. But, again, I think there was less two-on-ones. There was just less scoring chances. And that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. And I was really happy for the guys as far as how they committed to defense.
Well, you've probably been sick of hearing about the second period being your woeful period this season. But this weekend, that was not the case. And tonight, probably the best second period I've seen all year.
Yeah, it was a good second period. And it was nice to kind of – we're just trying to turn that page, Bess.
Well, I actually looked up the stat last night. You'd been outscored 32-16 in the second period. And I'm like, whoa. You can't make that all up at once, but you just got to keep stacking a good second, and that's going to turn into a good game, isn't it?
Well, again, yeah, you want to put 60 together, and obviously we haven't put 60 together much this year, and it's a reason why we're 12-10.
Well, you juggled up the lines. Obviously, that top line, I mean, that line is a line that drives your team, and they came to play again like they do every single night. Big contributors, but did you like the results of the other three lines that you put together?
Well, yeah. I mean, tonight, this weekend, I mean, you guys saw that. I mean, how many goals did we score on the weekend? 10?
Yep.
You know, I mean, that just tells you something right there. 10 goals, and I think we had three power plays, right? Guys, two last night and one tonight. Was that right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously, again, we've made strides, but let's see, you know, let's put back-to-back weekends together, and it was a good start.
You got another good start. Elias Rosen jumping up into the play, and he's sneaky good at anticipating that kind of a play, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he's got good offensive instinct, Schulze. I mean, it's no question. Maybe the best we've had from at the Division I level as far as a defenseman, as far as his offensive instincts. I don't think we've had anybody better. As far as jumping up in the play and on the blue line, finding seams, you know, diving and just finding ice, no question.
That's some high praise. Yeah. You've had some good ones.
But this kid is. I mean, his brain is elite. You know.
Well, you guys did an outstanding job on their top line, who always come to play, and kind of been a thorn in the side of a lot of teams this year. But it's rare when Louis Bonneau does not get on the score sheet two nights in a row. So was that kind of something you drew up, or just the way that because of your play you were able to shut him down?
Yeah, we made it. We took care of the puck. We kept pucks low. No, we made them. We made their. They had to defend. They defended all weekend, and they defended tonight. And when you defend, by the time you get the puck out of the zone, you're line changing. And that's the thing. When you make a team defend, that's what happens. They're not going to sustain much because they got to get off the ice.
Congrats, Tom. We'll see you on the way to BG next week.
All right, guys.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.